from the cover, Can Joe Biden Succeed Where Barack Obama Failed? By David Sirota. 12 years after Joe Biden was sworn in as Vice President of Hope and Change, hope is in short supply and the need for change is even more acute. Progressives have a rare opportunity to enact their agenda, but they will need to play the kind of hardball they have backed away from in the past, because Biden continues to send conflicting messages. For every promise of transformational change, he signals a desire to appease a Republican Party intent on destroying his presidency. The stakes could hardly be higher. One out of every 1,000 Americans has died from a lethal pandemic, with no end yet in sight. The economy is officially still humming along, but millions face eviction, bankruptcy, and hunger. Even U.S. democracy is under unprecedented siege by an insurrectionist movement encouraged by the outgoing president and his loyalists in Congress. The path forward is difficult to envision amid the fog of culture war, political war, and the threat of actual real-life civil war, but it is clear that Biden is at a crossroad and still unsure which way to go. He can follow his boss, Barack Obama, who pursued bipartisanship, comedy, and compromise, accommodating corporate power, or he can break toward the path of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who did battle with oligarchy, stood down fascism, and welcomed the hatred of the rich. One thing he cannot do is try to go in both directions. The lesson of the Obama administration is that you can have appeasement or transformative progress, but you almost certainly cannot have both. Obama won the 2008 campaign despite being falsely branded a foreign-born socialist bent on radical redistribution, and he assumed office in a similar cauldron of division and destitution. America's psyche was battered by the Iraq War, and our economy was shredded by a financial crisis that ruined millions of lives. It was his FDR moment, which he used not to forge a new deal that rebalanced the relationship between capital and labor, but to prop up the status quo instead. He backed his predecessor's bank bailout program, but then terminated it in the name of deficit reduction rather than redirect it to aid struggling homeowners. He pushed a stimulus bill, but one that was far too small, which ended up delivering one of American history's slowest economic recoveries. He promised a change from a Bush administration that had tried to privatize Social Security, but then formed his own commission to try to slash the program. He championed a slightly more liberal version of Republican health care reform, but steered clear of a more contentious fight for a public health insurance option, or Medicare for All. He touted getting tough on Wall Street, but his administration refused to prosecute bank executives, refused to force financial institutions to accept mortgage losses, and refused to break up the biggest banks. And he effectively shielded the George W. Bush administration from any systemic investigation into its Iraq war lies and its lawless torture regime, out of a belief that we need to look forward as opposed to looking backward.